Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the AtLarge Technology Task Force call for the testing of the GoMeet Now conferencing tool on the 9th of September 2013. On the call today, we have Devin Antalukhsing, Gordon Chilcott, Glenn McKnight. We have an apology from Olivier Crépin-Leblom. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Matthew Peregrine. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Natalie, good morning, good afternoon to everyone. We're now just jumping into this GoMeet Now conferencing tool. I do note one serious thing, though, is this. There doesn't seem to be actual meeting room as such. I could be wrong, because all I'm seeing, if I understand what I'm seeing here, is Natalie, I'm seeing your screen, your desktop screen. Is that correct?
You see my desktop screen?
Yes,
yep.
I am.
Okay, that's interesting. Let's see if I change host. If I change presenter, what happens?
Okay.
Dev, this is Gordon.
Gordon, go ahead.
I'm seeing across the top of that screen a couple of switches that look interesting, and one of them is excuse me, and I quote, switch to interactive meeting.
Let's see that. Where do you see that, Glenn? This is Dave.
I see right now Natalie as the Skype. That's what's on my screen, and behind that,
all right.
On. Okay, do you see my webcam?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I enabled my webcam, and again, I'm seeing somebody's desktop. I'm assuming
this is probably my desktop now. Yeah, because now I realize that what this does, and to answer Gordon, I do see the series of icons on the side of this thing. So let me see. So under this, there's I can also start my webcam, but I'm not going to do that at this point. So this is interesting. The thing is that we can do things like a whiteboard, which I'm going to open up, and the whiteboard is essentially MS Paint. I don't know if anybody's seeing my screen at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which is very, well, all right. Well, I guess it is, there's an essence of familiarity, but
okay.
A bit surprising.
Now, I assume if you can open Paint to show us, I assume you can do the same thing with slideshows or a short video, I take it?
I imagine so. So I guess I can, if I minimize, just to make sure everybody's seeing. So I assume everybody's just seeing my desktop, correct?
If that's yours with the boat.
Yep, with the boat. Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever you see on my desktop, which is kind of strange, I have to admit, the GoToMeeting thing would be a huge shock, I think, if persons are simply aware of what's happening when they become the presenter.
Dev, if you look at the top toolbar, you have the showing my, and you have a drop-down menu with screen. The default setting was screen. As well as presenter, I can't click down to see what the other options are, but maybe there was an option to show something else on your desktop?
I'm trying to figure out, okay. Let me do this. Right. So I can show whatever's on my screen. Let me do this again and open up the controls. And yes, I do see a little small little bar on the side, so I can annotate. For example, I can click on and use a pen, and I can now circle something on the screen. So this is the icon logo and so forth. So I can do highlighting of what's on my screen. So what happens when it goes into annotation mode? It freezes the screen, and then I'm able to take a snapshot of it, so to speak, and then I'm able to mark it up and I could add things like a highlighter, yeah, which is language, and so forth, or put an arrow. So that's one thing. In terms of the chat, there's I can send private messages to certain persons, so there is private chat. Underneath the chat, there is a button, a drop-down that says, well, that currently says all. And when you click on the drop-down, actually, let me stop annotation. So then you'll see my, you'll see my live screen again. So if you look at the bottom, I can click on all and send it to staff or to Glenn or to Gordon or to Matt on this call. So you have private chat. But I have to say there's no way really to do the control an agenda or anything of that sort. It's great, I guess, for showing your screen and just launching into something. Here's my document. You know, take a look at it. And I can give control to somebody else to control my computer if I need to. I can record it. I can record the session. And I see I'm seeing a hand. So people can raise their hands. Although as a presenter, I'm probably not able to raise my own hand. Can anybody want to raise their hand just to see how that quickly works? Glenn or Gordon?
Yeah, I did earlier.
Okay, now I see it. All right, yes, I see it now. Yeah, so I can see the hands coming up. I see Glenn was the first one and then Gordon. So, all right, so persons can raise their hands.
Can you mute us in the... I guess you'd have to do that in Adobe. Adigo, I forgot.
Yes, because we're using Adigo here. We're not using GoToMeetings voice bridge, so to speak.
Yeah, because you look below the names, it says audio, it says use telephone or use mic and speakers. I'm just curious how good that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, Gordon, I noticed it says that you're using a Flash client to join the meeting. So that means, I take it, then you were able to connect using your Fedora. I take it you're using Fedora right now and
logged in this way? No, I'm not, actually. The information website suggested that Linux was not an option. Right now, I'm on my tablet. Which is rather handy. It seems to operate fairly well with the tablet's browser. So far, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I see Glenn is now... You beat me to it to send a file. So everybody could send a file to each other. Okay, I can accept it. I'll save it. And then Okay, so it downloads fairly quickly. I have to say, though, that this is a fairly minimal type of system, in a sense that there's no real way of, there's no real room or anything of that sort. There's no way to control an agenda or to see the agenda unless it's being displayed on the person's screen.
Yeah, it really does require the facilitator thinking this through and ahead of time and having the agenda on the screen. It's a little sloppy. I have no way to evaluate it from an accessibility point of view either. And as you just said with Gordon, it's not available cross platform.
Correct. I had to download it does bill itself as being anybody could connect to this. Because if in the invitation, there was an option, of course, to download software for the Windows, and there's also a link that if you're not able to download the software for any reason, you can click and you'll be in a view-only mode, meaning you won't be able to raise hands or anything of that sort. Well, at least I have to say, we probably won't need to take 10, 20 minutes on this. Because there's no other features I'm thinking of. Let's see, what else is there? I mean, the sharing of the desktop works well. I'm sure the remote control will work very well. I can... Okay. File transfers.
Sorry, Dev, can I interrupt for a sec?
Go ahead, Glenn, go ahead.
I'm just looking at the features on their main site, and we have a truncated version. If we had the other versions of what they were talking about, we would have polling and surveying. We'd have more features. This is a very limited version, this GoToMeeting, as opposed to the other products in the list. They have something called GoToWebinar, which has a much more extensive list of features, similar to what we've been talking about in our matrix.
Okay. This is Dave here. Thanks, Glenn. The thing is, though, then, well, let me see. I'm just clicking on the features. I see what you're saying, yeah. According to this, there is a polling feature. Real-time privacy protection and so forth. Having said that, though, this still doesn't feel like you can, it's really just about sharing your desktop first and foremost for the presenter's standpoint rather than, you know, being in a room like in, well, like in Adobe Connect or Lucid or a few of the other tools, conference tools that we've tested.
Right.
At least this entire session could be recorded so that, you know, we could then play it back, like, after. I have to admit, the thing is, because I'm sharing my screen, obviously the GoToMeeting now stuff hides away in the background, so it's hard for me to really see who has raised their hand and so forth. I have to manually bring it back up every now and then just to see what's happening or to see the chat myself. I guess what I also have to do would be to have this set up properly, and then what I will then do is do something like this, where I'm able to see everything still. So, yeah, you really have to plan out beforehand. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to just open the PDF, and everybody will then just see that. Or whatever I do. Okay. Well, annotations. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that we should think of? I mean, because there's no real room to talk about. There's in terms of we can do file transfer. The whiteboard feature works. The webcam works because we're seeing Glenn.
Yep.
There's a rudimentary hands raised. I can lower the hands raised now. And I think that I could be wrong, but I think we've pretty much covered the key top points. Is there any particular feature that you think we haven't tested as yet? Let me see.
I think we have a product that's very limited in terms of what it can do. We'd have to evaluate the other one that they have, but I'd be curious if you could stream a short video just to see the speed on it.
Oh, a video. Well, All right. I'm trying to think of a video I can properly stream. All right. I'm just going to go to YouTube, unfortunately.
YouTube.com.
Oh, fine. YouTube.com. All right. Here's a more a simple version of this. So we can go to this. So I'm playing something in YouTube, and we'll see what happens. Now, I'm not hearing, let me see. Is anybody hearing sound or anything of that
No.
sort?
No, it's up to 10 seconds already, but no sound. And it's not 30 frames per second. You can see it's very jutty, so it's not delivering the video on right speed.
Yeah, it actually looks very choppy on my end, and that's and I can, let me see.
No sound and choppy.
Yeah, so it doesn't really work for video.
Okay.
I mean, you can do stills, but I suppose, but images, but obviously not video. So it's not really good for streaming as such,
no.
Like a webinar as such, other than the webcam. Okay. Don, I have the... all right. Well, I think we've pretty much covered the key points. Anything else, Glenn or Gordon?
Oh, well, like I said, I can't test it for accessibility. I can't get the URL to put into
chances are it's not going to be available. Because how should I put it? You're really just sharing my desktop. I'm just sharing my desktop to you.
Yeah.
You know, there's no text to read or anything of that sort.
No.
So I doubt there's going to be really anything in terms of accessibility. You're just seeing a visual of my screen, of my desktop. I doubt it's recognizing anything in terms of text on this thing. It's just streaming the video from my desktop.
No.
Yep. All right. Well, I think we can also quickly end this call then. Gordon, any thoughts, observations?
No, I'm going to pretty much echo what Glenn said on this.
Yeah.
His observations and mine fairly well match, I believe.
All right.
Pretty, but it's not really certain, you know.
I suppose it's good for that. It's good for a small group, I guess, but for an at-large structure, it might be useful. But, there's no way to coordinate a meeting as such. There's no way I can play, unless I have an agenda as a PDF on the screen or in the browser tab, I guess, and do things like that way.
But I would, in the
meeting aid, you know, for example, on Lucid, there is that meeting aid, which basically helps you carry through the meeting.
Correct. And you see the agenda and persons can add to it and add comments to it and so forth. So I think we pretty much, well, at least we're probably going to fall within the 20-minute limit of this.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I would say that there might be some consideration, the go-to training product, which is their third product, it might be of value for the ICANN Academy. There's some elements in it that looks quite promising, but the Academy needs to look at it as a viable product.
It's strange that they don't really, I don't know why they don't make this as part of the demo though. I do see international language support. It supports English, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, French, and Turkish. Remote printing. That's kind of interesting. So I can send something to print to on other persons at printers.
Okay.
But I, except for Max. But all right. All right. All right. right. I think we've pretty much covered the key points in this. Anything else?
No.
Any other questions, thoughts, observations, comments?
No.
Okay. Gordon, any...
This thing seems to be aimed a little bit at collaboration work. Your remark about remote printing twigged out to me. But beyond that, no, I've no further comments.
Okay. So just to confirm, Gordon, when you logged in, you were given a program to download as well?
No.
No, okay.
I simply logged in just using Android's browser.
I see. So you literally logged in through the browser,
yes,
as such. Okay. So you are seeing, like, how should I put it? You are seeing the file list.
I'm seeing your desktop.
Okay.
I'm seeing Glenn. I'm seeing the chat screen. And
okay.
The buttons across the top of the screen, and at the very bottom. It says something about, if this page is shown to you for 5 seconds, click here. I haven't done that. So anyway.
Okay. So you don't really get an integrated chat as such. I mean, you're just seeing my screen capture of it, how should I say, my chat window, so to speak, then.
No, I have a chat. I can chat.
Okay.
Yeah, but my chat works.
Okay. Okay. Well, very minimal. I suppose it's good for that small collaboration stuff. Okay, I think we've pretty much covered this. If there's no objection, I think we can end this call, and, you know, we have 30 minutes to, I don't know, enjoy life.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Well, the call should be, for next week should be, up, going out soon. Again, take a look at our previous action items from the previous call, as we'll be using Lucid, and it will be a regular TTF call. All right, in which case, I thank you all for attending. Glenn, I see your hand waving, or is it just waving goodbye?
I'm waving goodbye.
Okay, I thought you were raising your hand to say something. Okay, in that case, I thank you, everyone. This call is now adjourned.
Bye.
Everyone, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
How do I end this? This is going
to
be my...
I'm trying to do the same thing. I got too much stuff open.
I guess you just closed it, right?
I'm scrambling to find where the damn thing would shut off.
Yeah, because that's a hell of a thing. You could have this running completely for...
You know, for the cost, it's overinflated. So, come on, bunch of shit. Like, it's sucking up my resources. I need to get back to work.
Okay. Just I think I sent a question. Actually, I now see there's a poll question thing here now.
I didn't see a poll.
Okay. Well, the meeting did end. I see. The host has to end it. Okay. Well, thanks, Natalie.
The only thing is this online training tool they have, the go-to training, might have merit for the ICANN Academy. I think the cost to fly people in and the training, if this is extremely cheap. And what I've seen in terms of the features, it's really value-added. So I, as my recommendation of the committee is that if there's new people coming in the curriculum, because I think it could have some real merit for remote training. But that's where I see maybe it has merit.
Yeah, but I mean,
I spent some time comparing it to Moodle, though, because the argument for Moodle is fairly persuasive.
Well, for the longest time, they didn't call it Moodle, even though that we created a Moodle for the ICANN Academy. This has tools that Moodle doesn't have, from my experience.
My thinking, though, is that, okay, I guess it's good for, like, again, it obviously doesn't scale that to a large number of people, though. I mean, I guess unless you're just using it to just broadcast various slides and a presentation.
Right.
You know, I mean, I suppose like for webcam, I guess ultimately with webcam use, you could probably have like four persons. Actually, this might be good for Nomcom.
To be honest, considering how we did that interview at Nomcom this year with a guy in Switzerland, it was an absolute joke. First of all, we're using the cam from one of the laptops in a very large room, without a proper sound system. Like, he's using speakers and he had no headset. So we really need to provide a short video to people how to do a Skype call or any kind of video conferencing so that they look and sound okay.
And that
nobody's investing time and energy in that, which is pretty sad.
Mm. Well, I imagine what has to happen. You have to have a sort of like a pre-call to work out all these kinks. And
well,
okay, can you hear voice and all that, and then have the actual interview itself.
Well, like
I suppose the Nomcom secretariat or whatever, or the staff assigned to Nomcom will try to sort that out.
Yeah, we have a meeting. We have a meeting tomorrow with our recommendations, which I'm actually giving. See, I don't like to criticize without coming up with a solution. There's some really great articles that I've read on how to do a proper Skype or video conference call. Very simple steps and lighting and sound and doing it right and doing a test ahead of time. It's just good business, right? So, and with the right mic, you and I talked about that Logitech mic as well. It's a bit of an investment, but it's a much better mic. Cam, I should say. Okay, well,
okay.
You know,
well,
this doesn't look good. It didn't fare very well.
Well, at least we tried it, and now we can mark it down, do a write-up on it, and that's that. And again, I think that these type of things would help at large structures for their internal meetings and online meetings and so forth.
That was the thing that surprised me,
you know. Most at-large structures don't do online meetings, at least in 2010. Maybe it's changed, the circumstances have changed now.
It's changing for us for an interesting reason, David. This is that Toronto is a rather large city, and some of the meetings, there have been times when ad hoc meetings have turned up. I, for example, have difficulty attending, which is the reason why we've been looking at a couple of these things ourselves. And we're mainly a face-to-face organization.
Yeah. Because that's the challenge, Gordon. We're facing the same thing too, you know. And the thing is, of course, everybody is using their own different technology. I'm using a Mac, I'm using Linux, I'm using my phone.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody wants to, you know, what's the one thing that binds everybody together seamlessly? Without going through 20 hoops to, you know, can you hear me now, you know, type of, and do it cheaply without, without telephone support and so on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good short call meeting. So see you all next week.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
See you guys.
Bye.
See you later, Gordon. Bye.
See you, Gordon.